Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Podcast. No, what's it called? Hello and...
the Chaser Report. Keep that introduction, Lachlan. It's the Chaser Report and it's my second episode back, Dom Knight, and Charles Firth is three episodes in and has already forgotten the name of the podcast. So business as usual.
So yes, very exciting. And we start a new week with... quite amazing news that I am running for Parliament. Listeners of the podcast on Friday would have heard you bullied me into doing it.
I did.
As a way to...
And that's because it was a good idea that you had.
Yes.
Way back in the day. I just want to tease out the details of it because we need to try and come up with the manifesto, which was, and this was entirely your idea, and you have so many excellent ideas, I must say, to be fair, that you would basically cancel out Mark Latham by running and all of your... your platform would be whatever he does, you'll vote the opposite. And I want to find out, like, the limits to that. If there's something so obvious and so self-evidently good that even Mark Latham votes for it, do you still have to vote no?
Yes.
So that it's as though Mark Latham isn't there at all?
Yes, that's right. That would be a clever strategy of Mark Latham, wouldn't it be? To sort of gain traction by doing good things for a little while. And, but
so
you don't want him to gain
there's a
traction
resolution.
Either.
Yeah. Let's say there's a resolution in the upper house condemning, I don't know, genocide or
well,
Vladimir Putin's invasion.
He'd vote against that. So,
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's say in favour of free speech that he wanted for his Mark Latham's
outsiders
or some bullshit.
Yeah, but that's probably so he can say horrible things about trans people or something.
Okay, like, all right. It's got to be safer, doesn't it, to just do the opposite?
Yes, exactly.
Even if it may mean you're on the record voting for some truly appalling things.
Yeah, look, but I think the risk is actually quite small. Like, you can sort of hypothesise about that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's ever going to actually...
I mean, Charles, it would be an unexpected problem to have and a nice problem to have.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark Latham's going to vote for this thing. But then also he might... You'd have to make sure you voted after him on the floor every time. How would you do that?
So, but on the weekend, I started working on my pamphlets, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And I think we've got to flesh them out a little bit more because...
Yep.
Like, that's good. Like, that sort of is a solid half sentence that encapsulates my entire term as a politician. But I kind of feel like we need to sort of crystallise it a bit more.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and just be a little bit populist so that I bring in a broader audience. So we get the...
Okay, so it's not just un-Latham. It's not just...
Well, it is un-Latham,
right.
But because there's a few other things that I just want to add to that list.
Okay.
The first one being, because I don't know whether you've remembered this, but like for the last 6 or 7 weeks, the kids have been at home, right?
Mm.
They've just gone back last week, and it was so blissful that I think that one of my policies should be to abolish school holidays. Like every adult, like, let's face it, the only people who'll hate that policy are people who can't vote anyway because they're under 18.
That's a pretty impressive policy.
Any parent would just go, yes, let's definitely abolish all school holidays.
I just wonder, though, can you be certain Mark Latham would have the opposite stance?
I think something like that, I think you'd trick him into having the opposite stance.
Because I'm just worried that if you start coming up with populist policies, you'll dilute the brand.
Like, yeah,
it'd be if Mark Latham went into Parliament and accidentally gave a speech about tolerance and kindness. Like, I don't know, maybe he'd had a really depressive day or something and just kind of went from there.
So you don't think I can abolish school holidays?
I think if Mark Latham's in favour of keeping school holidays, then you're right. There's
definitely he would be, because doesn't he always talk about men's rights and things?
That's pretty on brand for One Nation.
I'll ring him up, find out, do the opposite.
That's good. Well, maybe the thing to do would be to just get a whole bunch of positions on his policy.
Yeah.
There is one position, though, that both you and Mark Latham have in common. There's one thing that you've both said in public.
Oh, yeah.
Which is that you've both, in a public space, called me ugly.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so this is one issue with your.
But plan. I think that age has done you a very kind turn, Dom, and that you. Yes, you're incredibly handsome now. You're a silver fox. That's what you are.
You need hair for it to be a silver fox, Charles.
Well, your beard is a bit grey. That's silver.
Back in school, as we've discussed on the podcast before, you had a very handsome man from your year of school who you said was yes. amazingly handsome, and then I was the opposite.
Yeah, he was a male.
Admittedly,
model.
He then went to prison, so I have that over him. And Mark Latham said on the 22nd of May 2017 to me in a reply, "Never bred anything as ugly as your scone. Would have had to put foal down at birth."
Maybe I shouldn't run against him. I mean,
maybe you should run on a unity ticket. So, Charles, how are you going to win? Do you think it's enough to convince the people of New South Wales just to say I'm going to be the opposite of Latham?
It's definitely not. And so I have instead decided to, I've still got the Latham thing, but I've got a new policy, which is I'm going to solve the housing crisis.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So,
because, you know, I recently did this whole thing of talking to experts and, callers and so on the radio about the worst thing about Sydney, and it was absolutely housing. Like, this is the thing that entire generations of voters are upset about, is not being able to afford housing. You would actually be achieving something. You would do more than your sister, Charles.
Yes, that's right.
You would actually better your sister.
Yes.
With her impressive CV and her AM that she got last week, if you solved the housing crisis.
Yes, exactly. And it's, you know, just because every single expert who ever has a look at it goes, oh, it's an intractable problem that will take decades to solve, doesn't mean that I can't solve it by being elected an independent upper house politician.
How would you solve it, Charles? Okay. Or is that something to work out?
No.
Isn't the best way to just wait till you get elected? And
I will solve the
conference.
The promise is I will solve the housing crisis. I'll work out the details after the election. That's great.
Yeah. What would Albo do?
Yeah. No, I actually have a two-pronged strategy which will solve this housing crisis. So the first one is very obvious, which is just some basic renters' rights. So instead of, having a lease for 6 months or 1 year, which is what is standard here, in the rest of the world, in Europe and things like that, you have five-year leases, which the tenant can break at any time, but the owner just has to put up with. Like, even if they sell the house, it's a house, it's a home, it's your home, you get to just keep it, right? So that's the first thing is, and you're not allowed to then put the rent up during your lease. If you're going to fucking rent out a house, you rent it out and you admit that you're then not using it for the next 5 years.
But Charles, hang on a sec. That sounds like it would actually help renters.
Yes.
But aren't most voters, aren't like the overwhelming number of voters negative gearing multiple houses and thereby that would be massively unpopular?
Yes.
And you'd lose. And it might, it'd fix the problem, sure, from a policy perspective.
Yes.
But wouldn't that cost you the election? Because you'd be stopping homeowners from gouging renters.
No, because all those people can vote for Mark Latham.
Okay.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
So you're right, like all the sort of negative gearers can go off and do that. But then the other thing, for the people who want to actually buy a house, right? So because 30% of the voters now are renters, right? So it's not like it's a thing. But then there's this other pool of people who want to actually get into the, actually buy a house, right? This is my solution. And I think it's genius. And I've never heard anyone else say it before, which is you have a new form of property, right? So at the moment you've got Torrens title, which is like you own and you can do whatever you like with your house. And there's strata title, which is you own and you have to put up with your annoying neighbours telling you what to do with your house. There should be a third type of title called Firth title. Yeah, okay. If we can name it after me, that's probably Charles. Charles title.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And what it is its owner-occupier title. It's basically the only thing that you're allowed to do with the property is occupy it. You're not allowed to rent it out to anyone. It's illegal. You can't get any tax benefits for doing that. There's no, you know, you can't get investment loans for it. It's just only if you're an occupier. Plus, if you leave, you got to sell it. You got to sell. You can't just sort of have it vacant, right? So it's just own your occupier title. It comes encumbered with that thing, and then no investor would want to buy any of those houses because they can't actually raise the money to buy them, or and there's no tax benefits for it. And it would massively, like, suddenly people who actually wouldn't be want to buy a house wouldn't be crowded out by all the fuckwits who keep buying up investment properties.
That is a very, very clever idea. I really write that. The only question is who's going to build these houses? Because I tell you, no property developer is going to want to build that.
Well, here's the clever thing. You just mandate it. Every new development has to have 30% owner-occupier title. First touch, Charles title.
You can't call it Charles title because people will think it's named after the king.
Yeah, I know. That's the difficulty of having two famous Charleses.
Well, because I've talked a lot about this with various people, and people point to the Singapore model, and the great thing about Singapore is that
it's an authoritarian state where they're not allowed to complain.
80% of people live in public-built housing, and 90% of them own it because they have this. You buy it for, I don't know, $300,000 or $400,000, and the rule is you can't sell it for 7 years or something like that, or certainly not to to make a profit. So it's not unlike your idea. So, yes, the only thing we need is an authoritarian state.
Yes.
And also, I think, reclaimed land, because a lot of Singapore is built on reclaimed land. Yes. So what we need to start doing is just, an obvious solution. Yeah, just fill in Sydney Harbour.
Yes.
Fill in the Yarra in Melbourne. Fill in the Brisbane River. All this extra land gets opened up, and all the fuckers with water views get a view of a skyscraper. Imagine if Point Piper had just had views of giant skyscrapers built in front of them.
The whole problem with Sydney is that, you know, the prices go up most are the ones with harbour views. That would solve that problem.
Imagine because they'd no longer have harbour views. Yes. Just had a view of like a thicket of skyscrapers instead.
Yes, I love it.
You know what? You wouldn't even need to buy it. You could just buy Malcolm Turnbull's house because it would be worth nothing.
We concrete in Sydney Harbour. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And instead, when there are still water views. It's just that the water views are enjoyed by the residents of the public housing who've paid extremely little for those units.
And the best thing would be watching Paul Keating. You know, we'd have to video him finding out the plan because he would actually have a heart attack. We could actually record him having a heart attack.
But Paul Keating struggled so hard, Charles, so hard to go from Bankstown, from his working class roots, to being an annoying culture czar who lives in Potts Point.
And then we can make Potts Point the new western suburbs. There'll be at least another 20 kilometres.
With the new inner west. Yeah. Oh, what a great idea.
I love it. I love the idea of Bondi being west, the western part of Sydney. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, it'd be the centre.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we'd go out.
The demographic heartland of Sydney, Bondi.
It's a very good idea. Well, look, people keep leaving Sydney because housing is too expensive, which means Melbourne is going to take over.
Yeah.
But if you just concrete the harbour, you can build a lot of cheap housing.
Well, I reckon that'll be very popular, especially around here with all the people who have harbour views.
You know what? I actually think, in all sincerity, if you suggested turning the east of Sydney into being exactly like the western suburbs.
Yes.
Nobody would love that more than Mark Latham.
Oh, no!
Vote one, Charles Firth. Is it the un-Latham party or the anti-Latham?
Is it anti or un? What's better?
I don't know. Cancel Latham.
If you're a incredibly expert pollster / political strategist, can you email me? editor@chaser.com.au.
Oh, yeah. Shouldn't we get Simon Holmes a court on to get him to fund this?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you think he'll give any money? I don't think he'll give any money to me. Don't you? He's the type of person he'd give money to my sister, maybe.
isn't the fact though, Charles, that if you do vote for the opposite of everything Mark Latham holds dear, aren't you gonna be running as a teal? Like you're gonna be the tealest of the teals.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You'll be much tealer than all the kind of all the libs.
Okay, well, we'll get Simon Holmes a court on and on the podcast, and we'll do something that I'm sure nobody else has ever done to him before and ask for some money from him.
What about Mike Cannon Brooks?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, Sun Cable went bust, but yeah, I'm sure he's got loads of cash.
All right. You're as good as elected, Charles, as far as... But will you keep doing the podcast once you're an MLC?
I'll be like Hal in Henry the Fourth, where I just walk past all my old friends and don't even acknowledge their existence because I'm better than...
You know
than
what, them. Charles? In all sincerity, if you and I could both actually get elected to MLCs, if I could ride your coattails on this one...
Yeah. Again, two quotes.
That is probably the only sustainable business model to working as a full-time podcaster. Yes.
I love it. Okay, we'll do it. Done.
Our gear is from Rode, and this is part of the Iconoclast podcast network now.
And catch you tomorrow.
Vote one for whatever Charles's party's called. Any ideas, actually, do tweet us, because we'd love to know.
Yeah, anti-Latham, un-Latham. Anti-Latham.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.